This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Saying we will defeat this threat, U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. With 1,700 COVID-19 infections and more than 40 deaths reported in the country, Mr. Trump had come under increasing pressure in recent days to take action as governors and mayors across America declared states of emergency in their own jurisdictions. The president's move will free up to $50 billion for state and local governments to be reimbursed in such areas as emergency workers, medical supplies, and virus testing. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, a coronavirus aid measure has passed the U.S. House and goes to the Senate next week for a vote. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Families First bill will help Americans physically, financially, and emotionally.
We have an effective stimulus to the economy, injecting those resources as well as, with this bill, putting funds in the pockets of people who may be affected by the crisis.
Pelosi says she hopes the president will sign the bill quickly.
Between the appropriations bill and this legislation, we should see the executive branch execute this legislation.
President Trump says he fully supports the measure, that he will always put the health and safety of American families first. The bill provides 2 weeks of paid sick and family leave for those affected by the virus. It would also expand safety net programs that help people weather economic downturns, including children who stand to lose free meals if their schools are shut down. A fresh round of rockets today hit an Iraqi base where U.S.-led coalition forces are posted. 5 coalition members and 2 Iraqi soldiers were reportedly wounded. The coalition says at least 25 rockets hit the base. The unusual daytime assault in Camp Taji came just days after a similar attack on the base killed 2 American service members and a British medic, wounding at least 14 others.